This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arms-length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back here to kick off the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report, where I am going to replay four different company updates that we release during this week. Some of the more important company updates, I think, but that's not to discredit all the other company updates that we did record. To hear the full interviews on these, unfortunately, because we are time restricted on the radio, I will let you all know what day these interviews were posted on our website. Kicking off this second hour, I got an update from Equinox Gold. It's an operational and growth update, and we also dive into the valuation of the company compared to, well, just how much production and growth the company has in front of it. This interview was posted on Tuesday. I hope you all enjoy. Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm excited to announce that I am chatting right now to get an update from Equinox Gold, traded on the TSX under the symbol EQX, also on the NYSE under that same symbol, EQX. I am chatting with the CEO, Christian Milo. Now, Christian, it's been over a year since I had you back on the show, and Equinox is brought up a lot from our commentators and our listeners, so I wanted to get you back on the show to give everybody more or less a broad update on where the company stands in terms of operations and some of the growth that the company can experience here in the near term. Plus also, look, the share price has sold off really ever since that gold peak back in August, and there is a small conversation here about the valuation versus growth moving forward, something we'll get into a little later. Let's talk about operations here. The company has 7 producing mines, 2 in California, 2 in Mexico, 3 in Brazil. Estimated gold production this year, right around 600,000 ounces. Christian, please bring us up to speed on big picture operations here at Equinox Gold, please.
Yeah, thanks, Corey. It's amazing how things change in a year at the company. It's really moved forward in a significant way with the recent Premier Gold acquisition and sort of diversifying out our asset base. But you're right, we're doing about 600,000 ounces this year, and the focus is on California, Mexico, and Brazil for that. And in California, we've got the Mesquite mine kind of doing what it says it'll do. It's doing about 130,000 ounces a year, and we just added 750,000 ounces to the resource there last week. And, you know, we think we'll be mining there, and I wouldn't bet against us still mining there in 10 years' time, even though it had a short mine life to start with. And that mine just keeps giving and giving, and we'll keep exploring it and adding to it, we think. And then Castle Mountain up the road, we got it into production during the last year, and it's a small mine to start because it's got a small footprint, and it's doing, you know, 25,000-30,000 ounces at the moment. And ultimately, we're going for a permit amendment there to get it up to over 200,000 ounces a year of production, and that'll probably take us 3 years to get there. So a bit of a process. We're submitting that application for amendment in the next few months here, and, you know, theoretically, we could be producing 350,000 ounces in California at a good cost. So that has a really nice growth profile. And then in Mexico, we've got Mercedes, the small mine, about just under 50,000 ounces we bought from Premier Gold. It produces cash and is a nice little mine, maybe a little bit small for us. We've had a few people calling to buy it from us. And, you know, we'll entertain ideas that if people are willing to pay a reasonable price for it and they want to focus on it and put the energy into it, you know, we'll focus on our big assets. And, you know, Los Filos, the other one in Mexico, would be one of those assets. And it's gone through a challenge in the last year since we've owned it. We have had the COVID shutdown from the Mexican government, and then we've had a couple of community blockades, which have been very frustrating for us. And I do believe that, you know, the market has overreacted and basically taken all of the value of Los Filos out of our share price on the frustration with those shutdowns. And this quarter, we're back up and running and, you know, basically getting back to normal there. It's a slow process. It's a big heap leach operation, but the chances to expand that one from 150 to 200,000 ounces all the way up to 300 to 350 in a few years' time if we build that CIL plant once things stabilize there. So exciting growth profile again in Mexico. And then Brazil, Boy, you know, Brazil has just been very good to us in the last 5 years. We built Aurizona. It produces 130,000 ounces and is generating fantastic cash flow. And we just extended the mine life, almost doubling it this week to 11 years. So that one we're super excited about as a key cornerstone asset. And then we're building Santa Luz in Bahia. That should be up and running in the first quarter of next year. So we're almost done construction. It's only $100 million to refurbish that one. And it'll produce 110,000 ounces. And that'll be just up the road from Fazenda. So those two mines together are almost a complex. And they produce 160,000 to 80,000 ounces. So nice complement to Aurizona. And then we have RDM, which produces 65,000 ounces, maybe scalable to 80 to 100. So you round out our portfolio there. So overall, nice set of 7 producing assets going to 8 in the near term here, and in the midterm we'll be able to take that up to 9.
Okay, a couple quick comments. Then in terms of California and that permit amendment to grow the Castle Mountain mine, you mentioned that could take a couple of years, but I know that's been brought up as a potential very nice growth avenue for the company. How is that progressing, and what other work do you have to do outside of simply that permit amendment to grow that production?
Yeah, I mean, very little at this stage. We've done an updated feasibility. We've, you know, done extra test work. We really have a team in place already, and we're sort of using some of the Mesquite Coal infrastructure, back office and people to assist. And as well, we smelt the gold down there. So we've kind of got all the pieces and parts in place. The other area that we were doing some work on was actually accessing water. And we've been drilling on our property and drilling not far from our property, and all the holes are hitting water and look like they're recharging pretty well in all the test work that's ongoing. So we think the water is going to be adequate right around that property. And so the key element is amending the EIS or amending the permit. And, you know, we would assume under this administration 2 to 3 years. If we're lucky, maybe it's not a full EIS amendment and it's a little quicker, but we think we're counting on the full EIS at this stage. And so say 3 years from now, which is perfect because it comes in after we build Santa Luz, and it comes in after we finish building Greenstone, so it would sequence in nicely afterwards.
Now, let's move over to Mexico. You even mentioned a couple of the issues at that Los Filos mine. Is all that sorted now? I understand that it's back and running, but in terms of moving forward, what do investors need to be aware of any other potential risks here?
Yeah, I mean, I think the risks were more than highlighted, unfortunately, in the last year, and you know, as we invested in a new underground and new open pit, those deposits are actually on the lands that we rent from the two individual communities. And really our assessment of it from a very simplistic and high level perspective is those communities are looking for as much of the economics and investment involvement in that each of those individual deposits as possible. So as many jobs, as many contracts, social benefits, you know, whatever comes out of that, they want to be a critical part of. And the key for us is we're happy to share and work with communities, and we do very well there. And this mine is very important to those communities, contributes a lot of great stuff. But, you know, we can't disadvantage other communities. We can't give all jobs to one community, and we need to have some flexibility in our operational abilities through, you know, big mining skilled contractors versus contracting equipment from all the individuals in a local community. So there's been a bit of an argument over, you know, how much we can allocate to each community and what type of equipment we can contract in that. And I think we've resolved that. And also some of the smaller requests, but there are difficult things for us to do. And there was requests to pay blockade expenses for families that were blockading, and, you know, NGO advisor fees and that, which are just not acceptable to a company like ours. You know, you can't reward that blockade. You know, we're open for dialogue and that, but not when people are blockading the mine. So hopefully we set some lines in the sand that don't get crossed again. And, you know, they seem to have accepted them. And this time around, they've gone back to work, and, you know, the mine is now running well, and, you know, it'll just take quarter on quarter sort of showing the market, showing everyone that we're back and stable again and working together in a partnership. And, you know, long term, this has to be a partnership with us and the communities. And, you know, maybe our style is a little different than the previous operators, but our style will be long term thinking rather than any kind of short term fixes to these problems. And, you know, I think we're off on the right foot now. We've got a good new senior manager there who's got tons of Mexican experience and understands the culture, speaks the language, and which I can't say for the previous team. So, you know, I think we've made good strides there.
All right. That wraps us up for this first segment. Again, to listen to the full interview that was posted on our website on Tuesday, September 21st. Everyone, stick around. We're going to be right back with another company update, this time from Tier 1 Silver.
Thank you you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report, and continuing on featuring some of the company updates that we had on our website this week. We are now getting an update from Tier 1 Silver. This company has a couple work programs going on down at their silver projects in Peru. This interview was posted on Thursday, September 23rd. Hey, everyone. Welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Tier 1 Silver, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol TSLV and on the OTCQB under the symbol TSLVF. Chad and I are chatting with the President and CEO, Peter Dembicki. Now, just as a reminder, Tier 1 Silver was just listed in June. And I know a lot of people have followed the transition of this company, spinning out these Peruvian projects. The two main projects here that we're going to talk about is Curibaya and Hurricane. Now, there has been a couple news releases over this last month, one that came out just yesterday that talked about the start of work from the Hurricane Silver project, and then some news earlier this month focused on Curibaya. And that's where we're going to start here, Curibaya, because that's where drills are turning, and also the company has been working more extensively on this project. On September 9th, we had news that the company expanded the high-grade footprint of Curibaya through some sampling results. Some high-grade samples came out of that. Also on September 7th, some news that drilled mineralized system parallel to the feeder structure in the first hole at the Curibaya project. Peter, to kick us off, give us a little background again on this Curibaya project and now the work that is ongoing here, please.
Thanks for having me, guys. Pleasure to be speaking to you. And then to start off with Curibaya, I mean, boy, do we have our hands full with this one in a good way. You know, when we started off drilling, we really wanted to test underneath and to see if there was a system present. And sure enough, 100% yes, the rock that came back showed us that it was very altered, and there is a very strong system there. Now, as we were drilling that first hole, we got some really important data back on the surface, I guess, trenching or channel sampling, and we got a lot of smoke in that first hole, but it really showed that we weren't far off at all from a massive feeder structure. And so in that time, our technical team has received back so much quality data, and we've identified 5 or 6 very, very rich feeder structures within our drill polygon, or within our drill permit, where we're permitted to go. And so now, you know, there's a few different elements of where we go until, let's say, Christmas time with our drill program. And, you know, these lab turnaround times are painful. I know they're painful for shareholders, and I know we're not the only company in the world experiencing that pain. And so really the only way to combat it is to learn more about this system, is to drill more holes. And so with one diamond drill rig out there, you know, we have an opportunity that we have these identified feeder structures. Well, we're going to start hitting these things at shallow depths. We're going to get across the feeder structures, hope for intercepts, and then we'll move on to the next one. And that way we can get a great understanding of these feeder structures, how mineralized they're going to be, and where we want to retarget when we come back in the new year with the new drill campaign. So it's going to be a real flurry of activity. Our holes will be short, quality, to the point, into the lab, because we got to get some information back to our technical team and also to shareholders as well that have been waiting really patiently. So we're moving at the speed of light to make this happen. And with the commentary about expanding our footprint, I went down to Curibaya at the beginning of August, and man, it sure seems like it could go forever. And talking to the technical team coming back from the field, you know, it is like kids in a toy store, a candy store. They don't know what aisle to go down. Everywhere they go, it's something that they want. It's something that they want to, you know, pursue. And the veining and the rock samples that continue to come back. Listen, we have 35 trenches pending in the lab right now that are going to be coming back to us over the next few months. So it's really giving us more information about our footprint, where we want to expand it to, how big we want to expand it, how many more pads we want to bring on there so we can really attack it in the new year. So it's just going to be a project that just keeps giving. And again, we're prepared to drill this thing out for many, many holes before we make any sort of massive determining, you know, factor on it. But it's going to take one, and I think we're really close.
Well, Peter, I like the idea of you guys doing the trench work, doing the drilling in a more shallow basis, but going wide and just seeing how far you can expand the system, especially if you think there's 5 to 6 feeder systems on your land package. So do you have an idea of about how many of these shallow holes you want to do or how many meters you're going to drill before the end of the season in 2021?
Yeah, so as we're speaking right now, we've completed our 5th hole. Our 6th just got turning this morning. So we, based on the drill plan we have in place, we're looking to do 8 or 9 more holes before year end. So we have to make a pause in mid-December because it's their rainy season. And the biggest thing, of course, is to ensure the safety of our workers up there because it is desert. So you get these flash kind of flood scenarios and you never want to put anyone at harm at all. So there'll be a pause for a couple months and then re-engage end of February, early March to get it revved up again. But in that time period, we're going to have a plethora of drill results. And then not to mention what we got happening up at Hurricane as well.
Just another quick comment on Curry-Bye here, that September 9th news release did highlight that you guys expanded the high-grade footprint. What's the size of that high-grade footprint now?
Right now, it's 20 square kilometers. I mean, we've shown a lot of people the sample chart that we have that ranges up to 300,000 grams per ton silver and close to a kilo in gold. That's happening to expanding to every part of that border. You know, it's over such a massive area that, you know, we wish we could permit the entire area right off the bat and walk around with a drill and get it all. But, you know, it's good. We're learning a ton about our area, our permitted area. We have more than we can chew, really. It is incredible how many targets we have. So it's all going to happen. It's going to happen how it happens. But we're really excited about what we're drilling right now. And it looks really strong. So we're excited.
Now, let's also talk about some of these new zones of veining that were highlighted in, again, one of the news releases on Curry-Bye. What can you tell us about some of these new zones and how you still have to maybe work up to getting the drill on the ground there?
Yeah, so when you first get your drill permit in Peru, you have to give them what's called a polygon or an outlined perimeter of where your planned holes are going to go. And then you got to stick to that. You know, so as we put that polygon down in late winter to get that permit solidified, you know, we kind of stick to our guns. Fortunately, we have multiple high-grade targets within our polygon. But as we've been working and as we send our geologists out into the field, we've been getting phenomenal results, rock samples, channel sampling, trenching, that is occurring right outside of our polygon, mostly to the north, northeast, north, and to the east of our polygon.
All right, there you have it from Tier 1 Silver. Again, that full interview can be heard on Thursday, September 23rd. A busy day for us, posting a lot of company updates.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The immigrant situation at the bridge in Del Rio, Texas is now finished. Some of the people were sent back to Haiti or they voluntarily decided to go back to Mexico. But thousands are still being processed. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
will have their cases heard by an immigration judge.
Almost a year after Joe Biden was elected president, the Republican-led ballot review in Arizona's Maricopa County has been made public. They found no fraud, but they did find more votes for Joe Biden. Arizona's Secretary of State, Katie Hobbs, is a Democrat that's running for governor.
This has caused a lot of harm to our state, a lot of harm to people's confidence in the election processes that have integrity in our state.
The process was also criticized for a lack of transparency. This is USA Radio News. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky is backing the recommendation from a CDC panel for booster shots for those over 65 and people younger with underlying conditions. But she broke with the group when she declined to support boosters for those with high-risk jobs.
Many of our frontline workers, essential workers, and those in congregate settings come from communities that have already been hardest hit. Withholding access for boosters from these people and communities would only worsen the inequities that I have committed to fight against.
The boosters are for people who received the Pfizer vaccine. The House passed legislation that would ensure nationwide access to abortion following the Supreme Court's decision allowing Texas to ban abortions. The Women's Health Protection Act challenges the Texas law that bans abortion past 6 weeks of pregnancy. The bill narrowly passed the House. It now heads to the Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. And in this segment, we are replaying another company update from Thursday, September 23rd, this time with Kennerland Minerals. The company just signed a fairly significant option agreement with Barrick. So we really dive into that and also get a broad exploration update on a number of the company's projects in their portfolio. Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report and another company update, this time from Kennerland Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol KLD and on the OTCQX under the symbol NWRCF. Now that OTC listing is pretty recent, went live in the middle of August, August 16th. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Zach Flood. Now, Zach, couple news releases for us to get to. The most important one, I think, coming out just a couple days ago on September 20th, announces that Kennerland Minerals has optioned the South Uchi project to Barrick Gold. Now, some of the details of this option agreement is Barrick does have the option to acquire up to an 80% interest in this project. The project is in the Red Lake District in Northern Ontario. For an initial 70% interest, Barrick needs to spend an aggregate of $6 million in mineral exploration expenditures, of which $3 million are guaranteed within the first 3 years. Plus, Barrick also needs to deliver a technical report for the project that shows a mineral resource of at least 1 million ounces of gold. Zach, start us off here with a little background on how this deal came together and how it fits into the company's strategy of having these interesting projects and going to some of the larger companies to get them to spend their money on exploring.
Sure thing, Corey. And yeah, I think you hit the main points on the deal there. So yeah, the Barrick agreement was announced on September 20th. As you mentioned there, they have a right to earn up to 80%. They can earn an additional 70% by funding about $6 million of expenditures, within 6 years, of which $3 million are guaranteed within the first 3 years, and delivering a technical report, of a 1 million ounce gold resource. They can earn an additional 10%, which would bring them to 80% by funding to a feasibility study before the 10th anniversary of the option agreement. So that's the main point of the deal and how it came about. This has always been Kenrelin's strategy, is to go out and look for, you know, district scale, plays and underexplored areas of prospective geology. And so this was, you know, again, pretty straightforward. When we saw the opportunity, there was a large amount of greenstone open in the Burachuchi belt in the lower Confederation Lake assemblage. That particular volcanic assemblage hadn't really hosted any major deposits until really the LP fault was discovered. Now we're seeing that there's obvious prospectivity within that package of rocks. So that's, you know, that did tick the box for us, that there was potential, you know, for a multi-million ounce system, which I think, you know, the LP will be. But just if you back up, just in general, that belt, the Burachuchi Greenstone Belt, hosts the Spring Pole deposit, which is a 20 million ounce deposit. And then right next door, the Red Lake Greenstone Belt, of course, you know, doesn't need an introduction. But, so this part of the world is, you know, enriched in gold. So that's kind of the most important factor when you're looking at a greenfield play is what do you think the potential endowment could be? The next thing we always look for is, you know, areas of low exploration maturity. So an area that hasn't been explored heavily, this ticked that box too. There was only a few assessment reports of prospecting. There was no big geochemical surveys carried out here, very little drilling. So, it seemed like it was relatively, you know, underexplored. And then on top of that, there's a lot of glacial till out there, which is another box we like to tick. We want to be exploring in areas that are covered. Because again, as I said before, and everyone knows, if it was sticking out of the ground, someone else probably would have found it. So, you know, we're really focusing on the greenfield side of things. So again, we saw this large piece of ground that was open there, and we staked it in April. And then how the deal came about was, we're always kind of in discussions one way or another with, you know, some of the bigger players in the industry. We do understand that the majors are hungry for exploration. They want to be out there doing exploration, and I think they see the need to do exploration, because you can't always rely on, you know, the junior complex to go out and make the discoveries, especially when the markets are tough too. There's not going to be a lot of juniors out there exploring, and sure, there's some advanced projects that majors can choose from and try to purchase when they're already found. But discoveries can be made. We know that, you know, and things like the LP, the discovery of the LP fault by Great Bear is a perfect example of something substantial that could be found by doing some simple kind of greenfield style of exploration. So that came together. Barrick is obviously interested in the area for similar reasons, and we were aligned on the exploration strategy here, which was really to just carry out a property-wide systematic till geochemical survey, which is being launched this week. So it's a win-win for everyone. You know, Barrick can carry out their exploration in an area that they like, and part of our, you know, our core business model is always saying to generate projects and farm them out to major industry players. Yeah, we're happy to have another agreement signed with one of the majors. We work with Newmont over in Quebec on a 170,000 hectare property that's called Chibistouan in the northern Abitibi, and also we have two projects that we're working with Sumitomo Metal Mining on, also in Quebec. So this definitely is in line with our strategy.
Absolutely. Well, and you mentioned there too, right, that you do have other projects that are under option agreement with well-known large companies. Let's talk about the exploration update that came out, was released September 8th. We're going to move through project by project just to give everybody a bit more understanding of all the work that's going on some of your projects, starting with the Fratette project. That's in Quebec, joint venture with Sumitomo Metal Mining. There's a drill program going on. Can you update us here, please?
Totally. So that's the 18,000 meter drill program that was that we scheduled this summer. We're about halfway through that program now. We have not seen any assays come in from that. We had kind of prioritized a lot of surface samples that we have taken on the property because we're gonna be out exploring a lot of those regional target areas this winter. But I do expect, you know, drill results to start coming in, and once we have a substantial batch of those results, we'll be releasing them to the market. But we could see that maybe in later in October. So that's the timeline for that. Things are going well there, though, in terms of drilling. There's around 10,000 meters pegged for the R1 vein, which is kind of one of the more advanced structures in the Renault area. And again, for those who aren't familiar, Renault is a gold discovery that we made about a year ago with Sumitomo Metal Mining. It's a joint venture where Sumitomo owns 80%, Kennerland owns 20%, and we are the operator of the project still. So it's been really fruitful, and drilling there is going well.
All right, we have to wrap it up here, but again, to listen to that full interview, click on that Thursday posting. Also, for everyone listening on the radio, please let me know what you think of this second hour, replaying what I think are the most important company updates that we recorded. My email address, fleck@kereport.com. Please, again, let me know what you think, because I really do like to cater this show to what all of you are looking for. Everyone, stick around. We're going to be right back to wrap up the weekend edition.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Here we are, wrapping up the weekend edition of the KE Report, and I saved this last company replay for, well, the last segment because it did get the most views out of the week. It came from SK Mining. It was released on Monday, really recapping the discovery of two large VMS systems and just how much the company has drilled to date. I hope you all enjoy, and I hope you all have a great weekend. Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're kicking off this week's daily editorials with an update from SK Mining, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ESK and on the OTCQX under the symbol ESKYF. Chad and I are chatting with the technical advisor and director, Quentin Henney. Now, Quentin, following up on a news release that came out about mid last week, it was September 16th, it outlines two new large VMS systems at this consolidated SK project. These systems are called the New York VMS system and the Vermilion system. Now, both of these, they're in different locations on the site. So this New York system, it's at the north end of the Eastern Anticline, about 7 kilometers east of the SK Creek mine. And Vermilion, that is about 2 kilometers east of SK's C10 target. Quentin, what more information can you give us on these two new large VMS systems, please?
Yeah, look, both of these systems sit in the same stratigraphy as the SK Creek mine. They're both part, basically, of the same, you know, call it camp of VMS here. And everybody knows that VMS deposits almost universally occur in clusters. You know, the camps around the world, you look at any given camp, you might have, you know, a few up to a few dozen VMS in any given district. That's how they form on the seafloor. You know, we can go down to submersibles today, look on the seafloor, and we can see where there are hot spring systems coming up from the ocean floor, multiple vents, and, you know, just like you would see at, say, Yellowstone Park or something like this. So this is, it's not, I guess, that big of a surprise to find a cluster of these, but what's really nice is that these are big systems that have been found. They've been identified here recently. Thomas Monicky, who is helping us, he's a professor at Colorado School of Mines, did his dissertation at SK Creek. He knows this country. He knows the type of deposit very well. and he helped evaluate these two targets. In fact, they made the discoveries boots on the ground while he was up there recently. The New York target in the north appears to be closely associated with a rhyolite sequence, very similar to the SK rhyolite, which is just a short distance away. That's very encouraging. We already know from black sampling, there's a huge gold anomaly there, and it's associated with highly elevated arsenic and elevated silver and antimony and so forth. So we know that it has the same kind of geochemistry as the SK Creek area. This is a remarkable discovery because it's basically a direct analog. It's right at the north end of the East Anticline. Well, SK Creek's right at the north end of the SK Anticline, the middle Anticline. All right, so this is very exciting. We think we might have a replicate of the SK Creek deposit. Now, down at C10 nearby, we found, the Vermilion outcropping VMS system. It was not too far from Spearhead. It again is an area where the stream sediment samples say there is a screaming gold anomaly. And, they wanted answers. Why is this gold anomaly here? Well, a little boots on the ground activity, in an area where the snow has recently receded has revealed an outcropping VMS, a very thick VMS that seems to be up in the upper Hazelton rocks, just like SK Creek and everything else we're dealing with here. So once again, it's remarkable to make discoveries like this. But again, I think we're seeing the emergence of a VMS camp.
Yeah, Quentin, it's pretty exciting, especially if they could be analogs of the SK Creek deposit, and you got three of them now instead of just one. So it looks like on the New York, you're doing some groundwork and doing some samples and maybe doing some mapping, and then over at Vermilion, it says you're actually ready to start potentially drilling it soon. So maybe walk us through what the exploration game plan is going to be on both systems.
Sure. Up in New York, we do not have a drill permit in place. If we did, I think we would be up there in about two heartbeats. But we don't. So what we're going to do is some groundwork to further refine the target. We're doing soils. We're doing more geologic traverses, rock chip sampling, and so forth to evaluate that target. But I would say it'll likely be drilled next season. Down at C10, because the new Vermilion target is so close to C10 where we do have permit, we're able to drill down there. So they've actually already gone ahead and built a drill pad right there at Vermilion, and it will be tested very shortly in sequence with the rest of the targets that we're evaluating down there. So that one's very exciting because I think we can have confirmation of that target through drilling.
Now, Quentin, what about the other drilling that's ongoing right now? Because the company is really 19,000 meters through a program of a minimum of, I believe, 30,000 meters. And a lot of this drilling is focused in and around the TV, Jeff targets, as well as that C10 target. Take us through exactly where the drills are turning right now and what investors should be watching for in terms of near-term news flow.
Absolutely. Like when we started drilling, we have four rigs, firstly, okay. When we started drilling, we focused around Jeff and area, peripheral targets to Jeff. That completed around early to mid-August. Then they stepped over to TV. Again, they hit that very hard. That is now near completion. I think they're finishing up the last few holes at TV. The remainder of the season, there will be two rigs come off of that TV area and test sulfide targets that we have in between Jeff and TV as well as along strike. So the remainder of the program will effectively test new targets that we think are sulfide bodies along strike. But we also have a couple rigs now operational down at C10. We talk about the visuals in the core from C10 in the news release. We have same mudstone and dacite host rocks and stockwork sulfide mineralization at C10 that we see at TV Jeff. Now, that's remarkable, okay, because we can see the continuity of the stratigraphy looking at our SkyTEM data. It's clear as a bell that we're dealing with the same rocks down at C10 as we are at TV Jeff, but we're now seeing mineralization in the core that looks identical to what's at TV Jeff. All right, so I think C10 is going to produce some good numbers, but then we're also going to test those new targets. Vermilion, like I just mentioned, is a new sulfide target. Spearhead, also nearby, will be tested. Lots of drilling left to do. I would say the program will probably go into the third or fourth week of October. That's usually when the season ends, but they're giving their heck up there.
Well, as you continue to drill like heck up until October, maybe even a little longer, hopefully, if weather permits, is the plan, Quentin, to group these together into some sort of a resource update for next year in 2022? Or what are the plans as you move forward? Do you want to have another batch of drilling, another campaign first? Or what is the outlook there for getting it into a resource?
It's a little bit early for us to say about developing a resource, partly because we want to see what some of the drilling that we're about to do in between TB and Jeff and Long Strike, what that turns up. If we see sulfide mineralization in these areas, you know, we'll call it proximal areas, that would be ideal to include that in a resource. We just don't have enough information there. We in theory, could probably come up with a resource for TB and Jeff, but I think right now, from what we see, the systems are wide open. They're wide open along strike. They're wide open down dip. You know, give us a couple of months for data to start coming back, and I think we'll be able to tell you a little better.
So, Quentin, I always get this question when I chat with you, especially on these projects where there are a lot of targets, but do you have any favorite targets here? Are you overly excited about any individual one of these targets as the drilling continues?
I really like the C10 area because of the gold anomalism in the Blegs. That is an absolutely enormous anomaly. It's about 6 kilometers north-south, and multiple drainages are shedding very high-grade gold values. I think there's something big down there. I think it's going to take a little bit of sleuthing. We got some geophysics, and we're using that geophysics to help test. But I think it's going to take a little patience to nail Lance, the big one. Down there. I think we're seeing what we like, but, you know, it's going to take at least another season, call it a drilling, because they're, you know, we're effectively where TV and Jeff were left off last year here at C10. All right. The one I do think is a direct analog for SK Creek is that New York target up at the north end of the East Anticline. It's just a spitting image. I mean, it's crazy. It looks exactly like SK Creek.
Okay, that wraps up the weekend edition. Again, please go back to our website, click on all the daily editorials, and please keep up to date. Fleck@KEReport.com. I hope you all have a great weekend.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.